Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to really dig into something critical for anyone managing online payments.
Yeah, we're talking about website payment security.
Exactly. And if you're in finance, digital ops, IT, this is definitely for you. We're looking specifically at, well, the security around payment processes.
And those third-party scripts, right? The ones running in the background?
Those are the ones often invisible, but they can introduce some pretty significant risks.
Absolutely. Because securing payments today, it's not just about your servers anymore. So much happens right there in the user's browser.
The client side.
Precisely. That client-side environment is, well, it's become a major target, and these third-party scripts are often, you know, the weak link.
And to make this really concrete, we're going to touch on a real-world case, the Blue Shield of California data breach.
Yeah, it's a really telling example of how client-side security can fail.
Okay, so what happened there, briefly?
Well, the key thing is it wasn't like a direct hack on their main systems. It was actually a misconfiguration involving Google Analytics.
Google Analytics? I mean, everyone uses that.
Right. Super common tool. But it was misconfigured, and that allowed sensitive member data to be shared unintentionally with Google Ads.
Wow. Okay.
And this went on for a while, from about April 2021 to January 2024. So it's a classic client-side issue, basically. A third-party script had more permissions, more access than it should have.
So it wasn't a malicious script initially, just too much access.
That seems to be the case here. Think of it like giving a contractor keys to the whole building when they only need access to one room. This analytics tool inadvertently created an opening.
And the data involved wasn't trivial, I assume.
No, not at all. We're talking insurance plan details, location data, demographics, even medical claim info and what providers people were searching for. Pretty sensitive stuff.
Yeah, definitely sensitive. What kind of impact did that have on Blue Shield?
Well, huge. You've got regulatory heat under HIPAA, potential fines, definitely damage to customer trust, plus all the costs of fixing it.
And wasn't this like their second big incident fairly recently?
It was, which sort of suggests maybe broader issues around securing all their digital points of contact, including the client side.
Right. It really highlights how something seemingly small on the website itself in the browser can blow up into a major problem.
Exactly.
And it's not just analytics scripts, is it? Websites are loaded with this third-party stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Most modern sites run, I mean, dozens of scripts from different vendors. You've got analytics, advertising, chatbots, social media widgets, sometimes even parts in the payment process itself.
All adding functionality, but also potential risk.
That's the trade-off. Each one, if it's compromised or, like in the Blue Shield case, just misconfigured or overly permissive, it can become an attack surface.
So you get this sort of website supply chain risk.
Precisely. Even if your own code is buttoned up tight, a vulnerability in one of these external scripts from your supply chain can lead to data being extracted or your site being altered maliciously.
What kind of specific threats pop up on this client side?
You see things like key logging, where scripts capture what users type. Then there's form jacking or digital skimming.
That sounds bad, especially for payments.
It is. That's where malicious scripts steal data directly from online forms. Think checkout pages, login forms. They just scrape the credit card details or credentials as they're being entered.
Like the MadgeCard attacks we hear about.
Exactly like MadgeCard. Those are prime examples of exploiting these client-side vulnerabilities, often targeting payment pages specifically.
Okay, so it's clear this is a significant risk area, especially for payment security. What can organizations actually do about it? How do you protect that client side?
Well, this is where specific technologies designed for this problem come into play, like Source Defense Protect, for instance.
Source Defense, tell us about that.
They're really a leader in client-side security. Their whole focus is on, you know, finding and stopping these JavaScript-based vulnerabilities, the kind that come from both your own code and these third-party scripts.
How does it work, technically? Is it complicated?
The core idea is actually pretty neat. They use a patented approach that basically creates these isolated environments, like secure sandboxes right within the browser for all the JavaScript running on your page.
Sandboxes, so you're containing the scripts.
Exactly, you isolate them.
Yeah.
So even if a script, maybe a third-party one, turns out to be malicious or gets compromised later, it's trapped in its sandbox. It can't access sensitive data in forms, can't mess with other parts of the page, can't send data where it shouldn't.
So thinking back to the Blue Shield example, or more generally for payment forms, it could stop a script from reading credit card numbers.
That's precisely the kind of thing it's designed to prevent. Source Defense Protect acts as this automated security layer right at the point where data is entered. It extends your security right out to the user's browser, which is often, you know, the Wild West in terms of security visibility.
And it handles both your own code and the third-party stuff.
Yes, both first-party and third-party JavaScript. It gives you control over what those scripts can actually do.
How granular can that control be? Could it have prevented something like the Blue Shield data leakage?
Well, Source Defense has different policy modes that offer specific protections. For example, there's an isolated mode that would just flat out prevent scripts from accessing sensitive form fields containing things like PHI or payment details.
Okay.
Or there's redacted mode, which automatically masks sensitive info before any script can even see it. Then you have monitored mode, to just alert you if a script tries to access something it shouldn't.
So you get visibility.
Right. And blocked mode can prevent certain scripts from running at all on pages you designate as highly sensitive, like checkout pages. So, yeah, applying these kinds of policies could likely have prevented that unintended data sharing in the Blue Shield case.
Yeah, sounds powerful. Is it difficult to implement? We know IT teams are stretched thin.
They really designed it with that in mind.
Yeah.
Implementation is typically just adding a couple of lines of code to your website templates. And the ongoing management overhead is reported to be pretty low, often less than, say, 5 hours a month.
That's manageable.
Yeah. And the impact can be significant. They protect billions in revenue for their clients across healthcare, retail, finance, and block billions of potential compliance violations annually. It's about enabling businesses to use all the great tools modern websites need, but securely.
It really goes back to securing that point of input, especially for payments.
Absolutely. You need to protect the data the moment the customer types it in. That's crucial for trust, for compliance with things like PCI DSS 4.0.
Ah, PCI DSS 4.0 that has new requirements around scripts, doesn't it?
It does. Sections like 6.4.3 and 11.6.1 specifically call out the need to manage and secure payment page scripts. So solutions like this directly address those requirements.
Okay, so for listeners thinking about their own sites, what are the key takeaways? What should they be doing proactively?
Well, first, you really need to understand what's running on your site. Audit your digital supply chain. Know what third-party scripts you're using and why. Keep an inventory.
Makes sense. Know your assets.
Then look into script isolation technologies, like we've been discussing with Source Defense. Something that can contain these scripts.
And keep watching them.
Continuously.
Okay.
Monitor script behavior and permissions.
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to do things they shouldn't? Do they really need the access they have?
And verify everything against regulations.
Definitely. Yeah. Make sure your client-side controls align with IPA, GDPR, PCI, DSS 4.0, whatever applies to you. The key is being proactive. Don't wait for an incident to force your hand.
Prevention over cure.
Always. Especially when it comes to sensitive payment data and customer trust.
This has been really insightful. It's clear that client-side security, especially around payments, isn't just a nice-to-have anymore. It's absolutely essential. Protecting that data right at the point of input seems critical.
It really is fundamental in today's digital world. Maintaining trust, ensuring compliance, it increasingly hinges on getting that client-side piece right.
So if you're listening and you have questions about any of this, or you want to explore how to better secure your own payment systems and tackle these client-side risks,
yeah, where should they go?
We definitely recommend reaching out to the team at Datatill Payment Technologies. They have deep expertise in this area and can help you figure out the best approach for your specific needs.
Good call. They really know their stuff when it comes to payment security.
Absolutely. Thanks for walking us through that. It definitely gives us all something to think about regarding the hidden risks on our own websites.
My pleasure. It's a critical topic.